Continue our coverage now from Maine, where we have been following these breaking developments in the search for a mass shooter accused of killing 18 people.
I also talked to a Stokes County pastor today who says safety is always a discussion at his church. There was even a meeting with the governor recently where active shooters was the main topic.
What the hell did you just say?
Active shooters was the main topic. Active shooters was the main topic.
And we have to be vigilant. We have to take these measures. In fact, just recently, the governor convened an online call with pastors to discuss this very issue, to discuss this very issue, to discuss this very issue.
They had an event training for this type of mass casualty event within the past month. They had an event training for this type of mass casualty event within the past month.
My son had grabbed some type of a butcher knife or something. And went towards the killer to try to stop him from killing anyone else. And that's when he shot my son with two shots through the stomach.
Did that surprise you to hear that about your son,
nope,
sir?
No, not at all. Not at all. My son, I know he would do that to protect his people.
That father showed remarkable poise, so proudly speaking of his son. Where did that strength come from?
Yeah, hard to say. You know, he is a city councilor in Auburn.
Zoe's leg grazed by a bullet, the young girl now unable to comprehend the horrific crime scene she witnessed.
It's just like shocking. Like it's something that you'd think would never happen. I never thought I'd grow up and get a bullet in my leg. Why? Like, why do people do this? I was more worried about, like, am I going to live? Am I going to make it out of here? Like, what's going to happen? Are the cops going to come?
Our small state of just 1.3 million people has long been known as one of the safest states in the nation.
It's a relatively small town, about, I think, 38,000 people, yet it's the second biggest city in Maine. You describe it as an area where everybody knows everybody,
This is the kind of town where everybody knows everybody.
And law enforcement sources say a note found at the suspect's home is a suicide note addressed to Robert Card's son. The note reportedly does not provide any information on a motive for this mass shooting, but rather contains what sources describe as rantings, as well as some basic information like bank account details.
Mr. Card was located deceased from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And that did occur at the Maine Recycling Corporation. So this should show a map, a Google map location. So when you look at this, there's a triangle here. That triangle is, in fact, the Maine Recycling Corporation. And it was cleared in that triangle. It was cleared where the business is located.
And with the killer on the run, many families spent hour after hour here on lockdown. Emily Aketa has more on a community on edge.
Tonight, amid an urgent manhunt, tens of thousands of people across two counties are sheltering in place. Police telling people to secure their homes and vehicles.
Following the mass shooting in the city of Lewiston, Maine, on Wednesday, which left at least 18 dead, American President Joe Biden released a statement urging lawmakers, especially Republican counterparts, to cooperate in passing bills for strengthening gun laws. Biden released a White House statement on Thursday, emphasizing the urgent need for additional legislative action.
In our country today, the leading cause of death of American children is gun violence. Gun violence has terrorized and traumatized so many of our communities in this country. And let us be clear, it does not have to be this way, as our friends in Australia have demonstrated.